Now, political analyst Andrea March joins me this morning to help us understand where are we and what's the next legal and political in the electoral processes that needed to be done. So that is our conversation right now. Yes, and Andrea, good morning. Good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast. So it's been a while. How have you been?
I'm good, Sabit William. It has been a while. And I'm happy to join you today in Radio Miraya.
Great. Now, some people are on the view that it's too early for politicians to declare their candidacy for the presidency. Are these declarations premature?
First of all, I think it is too early for our politician to declare themselves as running for the election. What they need to do before the election is to prepare for election. You cannot just start election out of blue. There are processes that can lead to the election, and if that things are not done, then that election will not be free and fair. So I think the time is not for
declaration.
Declaration is for the implementation of the peace agreement and preparation for the election.
And all you're saying is now, but legally though, is it allowed for me to say, coming 2024, I will be standing for president?
It's okay. There is nothing wrong with that. You can declare yourself even now. But what is important, because there are things that you need to do before you talk about the elections. We have so many people who want to contest in this election. We have so many people who want to run for the offices. But the question is, are we ready for the election itself?
Let's begin with that question, though. Are we ready for the elections? But what are some of the outstanding processes that needs to be completed when it comes to elections, specifically in the context of South Sudan?
I will not jump to the processes, but let me just say that the election in South Sudan is the fruit of the agreement itself. Is the final fruit of the agreement. Why I'm saying that, if we don't have free and fair election in South Sudan, then this agreement will be meaningless. Because this government was formed by parties, by the warring parties. So they were not elected. They came as a compromise between politicians. That is why we have now one of the huge parliament in Africa. In South Sudan here. So now, before you go for election, you need to create atmosphere for the election, a good, conducive atmosphere for election, which I think is not ready now as I'm talking in South Sudan. First of all, let us start by security. I was just hearing the news, the problems in different parts of South Sudan.
Ambushes and all that.
Ambushes and all this. How do you conduct election in such an environment? So the one thing you need to do, you need to improve security in different parts of South Sudan. You go to Malakal now, what was happening a few weeks back in the Shulu Kingdom, between the Nuer and the Shulu. Can you really go for election in this area? In that situation, of course, it will be very difficult. You go to Jonglei here, the Dinka board, the Murle and the Long Nuer.
Yes.
Can you really go for election in that? And Jonglei state is one of the biggest state in terms of population and area in South Sudan. You go to areas like in Tony, in Warabi state. You go to Rumbek. You remember what was happening in Western Equatoria and Tumbra. These things are not encouraging. These are not encouraging signs. So what the government of national unity need to do at the moment is to create a conducive atmosphere for election. Improve security. If you don't improve security, even if you held election, it will be just waste of resources. People will not participate.
Talking about the timeline here, because 2024 is supposed to be the time when the elections will be held. And you've mentioned quite very important issue, which is security. Number one, of course, you cannot reach to other places in South Sudan right now as we speak. And but by road, I mean. So how then do you really, I mean, the question is, do you really think this 2024 December can be achieved? Can this target be achieved? Will everything be put in place before this time then?
If people are really honest and are willing to bring peace to South Sudan, I think it may be possible. Although I think it's very late, it may be possible to at least start something at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
If you look, for example, at the peace agreement here, just the chapter one, let me just read for you.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter one, mandate of the Artegano. Let me read Article 1.2.4. That the Artegano shall facilitate and oversee a people-driven process of national reconciliation and healing through an independent mechanism in accordance with this agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Did they do? It was not done. There is no any process of national
reconciliation
and healing, and it is in the agreement in chapter one.
Yes,
in chapter
but we
one
had the national dialogue that actually took
it has nothing to do with the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
That was before even the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
The national dialogue has nothing to do with the agreement. It was before the agreement. Now, and that is why, Sabit, people are fighting. Because there is no process of national healing
and reconciliation
in South Sudan after
mm-hmm.
the peace agreement.
So what you said, for us to have an election, you're saying people should actually start from there. People
exactly.
should have a national, and people should not go to election where people still have grudges and, you know, heartbroken or revenge attitude
exactly.
towards them.
Exactly. That is why if you go to election with this condition, Adinkra will not vote for Anuer. Anuer will not vote for Adinkra. Ashulu will not vote for Zande. Zande will not vote for Balanda.
So like tribes will just be voting
for
their candidate. Even if
you
know that candidate cannot...
Even if you know he's a bad man.
Well, that sounds really burden then. But then, are we seeing a possibility of extension of this Artegano forever? Or what happens now if we cannot have, as you say, and I like the way you call it, fair and free elections?
First of all, I think extension may not be possible again. Because you cannot extend 2, 3, 4, 5 times. What will happen, we may have election which will not be fair and free. And the reason here, first of all, there is no insecurity in the country. Secondly, we have a very big number of our people who are still in the neighboring countries, in northern Uganda, in Turkana land, in Kenya, in Gombele, in Ethiopia, even in Darfur, in Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
We have over 1 million outside. These people, you must bring them back according to the agreement so that they are part of this election, so that they can say their word. Secondly, what is the census? Do we know the population of South Sudan?
Mm.
You cannot talk about the census of 2009, 14 or 13 years back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the last election in South Sudan was in 2010. Someone who was 7 years during that election in 2010 is now 20.
Mm, yeah.
So he's eligible now to vote. If you don't register him, will he be able to vote? That election will not be fair. So you need to conduct a general census in South Sudan.
Right. Now, here is the confusion, and here is the scenario of where we are right now. You said, looking at everything at the moment, these 20 months left, if I'm right, 20 months, yes, 12 plus, around 20 months left. Within these 20 months, you're saying we cannot be able to put everything in place to have a free and fair election.
We may not be able,
but yeah. Miracle might happen, which
it might happen.
Has not, in all indication, has not shown as that. And you said also we cannot have free and fair election, and there's no possibility of extension. So where are we then? What scenarios are we foreseeing?
You see, the scenario, nobody can actually predict things in South Sudan. Even if you are a prophet, you cannot predict anything here. Because our politicians sometimes they change their mind now and then. So I think what we need to do, Sabit William, is that our politicians in different parties should be honest and start with the issue of constitution, go for a general census so that we know who is where, you register voters, so that we know how many voters are eligible in South Sudan. Are they 1 million? Are they 3 million? Are they 2 million? Are they 5 million? We need to know them. And where are they located? Because if you don't have this information, how will you get the end result of the election? So all the things must be put in place. And you need to bring people back, those who actually fled the country. So it is a huge process and should have been started 3 years back. So now we are eager to go for election. But what will make our election free and fair is not there. Because there are international standards for a free and fair election. You cannot just conduct election for the sake of conducting election and then you tell the world, now we have conducted election in South Sudan, we are a democratic society, we are okay.
When people have not heard their voices,
They have not heard their voices.
So you're seeing an election that, if it takes place, an election that is more of just appointment and nominating people into position that the public chooses.
Even if it takes place in 2024,
December,
it may not reflect the will of the people of South Sudan. We still have a room for improvement. We still have a room for us to improve and implement the agreement in letter and spirit. We need to focus on the security, deploy the joint forces in the hot spots of South Sudan, Jonglei State, Upper Nile State, Warab, Rumbek, in the border between the Twiji and the Ngok, Isra and Equatoria, all these different places, the hot spots in South Sudan, you deploy forces there. And you start the work of the voter registration as soon as possible. You cannot wait for next year.
Do we start the work of voters registration without a census? How do we know the constituencies, who belongs where?
And that is a question now. And even the permanent constitution.
How about this current population estimate that is circulating and causing controversy? Can that genuinely be used it comes to election?
Who did it? That is the question. If there is no source, who did that census? When and where? These are people who are just creating confusion.
These are just estimates, yeah.
Well, you cannot go for estimate in election. There is no estimate in election.
Well, it has just been launched, and we heard it has been launched by the South Sudan Bureau of Statistics, of course, and some international organization that help as well in this particular estimate.
Sabit William, there is no room for estimate. Election, you cannot go for estimate. You talk about estimate, that is a remedy for chaos. Because if you go for election, who did the estimate? Someone may actually reject the result. So the right thing to do is a census. Although the most important thing is voter registration, which is what they should have started last year. And that we still have time, they can start this. But this issue of estimation, it will not work. It will not move my
Yes, brother. But can we use the constituencies, for example, of 2010?
You cannot, Sabit William. Malakal in 2010 is not Malakal of today. You go to Malakal now, nobody is there. And it was a very big city. It was the second to Juba.
Well, it doesn't look good then. It doesn't really look good. So what is the way forward? What needs to be done within these 20 months?
What you need to do, implement the agreement. You just implement the agreement. What is there in the agreement? You implement the agreement. And you will not start implementing the agreement unless you start by security, improving security in different parts of South Sudan. Send the police forces to different parts of South Sudan, the army, and now you start the process of voter registration. That is very important, Sir William.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And many South Sudanese you will agree with me that South Sudanese are tired. South Sudanese are yearning for peace. South Sudanese want to be electing their own leaders, see them that this is the person and this is my representative. This is someone I sent to parliament. This is someone I elected to be my governor. Than the rule of degrees and appointment and political negotiations and compromises. When will they get this? And then if the whole process and the picture you're giving us right now, which it of course looks difficult and challenging, but when will South Sudanese ever have a genuine and free election, according to you, putting everything into perspective?
You see, Sabit, it seems like some of our politicians don't want to go for election. And the reason is very simple. Hmm. Do you think if we go for election, those who are in the parliament now will even go there? They will not go.
They will not come back.
They will not come back.
Okay.
There are so many people who will not come back. And that is why nobody is interested in election. Some of these political parties, they are not interested in election. Because they know they will not come back to the government.
Mm. So that goes to solve.
Because if
that
you are appointed to Sabin William in 22 years or 3 years back, and you never go back to your constituency, you did not even see them.
In fact, there are people who are not known in their constituencies completely.
They are completely not known.
Hmm.
Will you go for election? They will ask you, where were you?
But can't you compromise for the sake of the country and not individuality? Does that go to show that our politicians are more of self-interest than the nation at heart?
And that is the thing. The way forward now, unfortunately, the road is very difficult. The way this agreement was designed, I think was very difficult to be implemented. It was extended. Now we are at the end of the road. At the end of the road, where you must go for election. If you don't go for election, what are you going to do? You cannot extend. And if you don't extend and you don't go for election and the 2 years finish, what will happen? This government will lose its legitimacy. It will not be a legitimate government.
Yes,
and may not be recognized by the people of South Sudan and the region and even the international community. That is why now.
And what will that mean?
The pressure.
What will that mean if there is illegitimate and people don't recognize it? But the parties agree that they're extending again. They needed time to put things together.
It's okay. This extension is okay. But what will happen after 2024?
That's what I'm saying. After 2024, if they want to extend again, what happens?
They cannot. They cannot.
There's no possibility
whatsoever.
How will you describe the roadmap so far towards the 2024 elections and the roadmap within this extension period? Is it being implemented on how it should be?
You see, I'm not a very big fan of this issue of roadmap, because I always ask myself, if they could not do anything in 3 years, or even 4 years, do you think that they will be able to do something in 20 months? It is impossible. The issue is not even extension. You can even give them 7 or even 30 years. But if there is no political will to end the suffering of people, then that thing cannot happen.
All right. Andrea, just before you go, there are 20 months left, of course, from now to 2024. What needs to be done now? I mean, what will be your starting, as you go, what will be your final remarks on this?
I think what needs to be done at the moment is to call on our politicians in the SPLM, SPLM-IU, SAWA, and
OPP.
OPP.
Mm-hmm.
To look at the suffering of people of South Sudan and put their differences aside and implement the remaining chapters of the agreement. Secondly, they need to improve the security in different parts of South Sudan. Need to send the police forces, the army, to different parts of South Sudan, not only Juba. You need to bring back those who fled the country to the neighboring countries.
Yes, and we have seen before police officers and army being sent to villages and some of them ending up destroying these villages and sending these people to refugee camps. Now, here is a unity government. You think paying the army, taking professional ones, is more important than just sending army there?
You see, our law enforcement agencies are not really trained and they are not well paid. You cannot pay someone $5 or $7 a month and you expect him to perform. If you train them, you are not paying them, then there is a possibility of you creating criminals out of these forces. So there is also a lot to be done. So I think this issue of a professional army and police is a must, even during the election.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they are not professional, they can actually even create chaos during the election. So this is part. And I also want to emphasize or put emphasis on the issue of the national reconciliation and healing.
Mm-hmm.
That is very important for us as a nation. Whether we are going to election or not, this process should be set as soon as possible. If we don't start the process of national healing and reconciliation in South Sudan, as it is in the agreement, fighting will continue in South Sudan between communities.
Mm-hmm.
Even in some subsection in our tribes, this will continue. So you need to do something about it as soon as possible. And the election commission must be supported. South Sudan National Election Commission must be supported because they are the one who will carry out this election, this mm-hmm. process. If you don't fund them, then what are they going to do?
All right.
They will not be able to move.
All right. And that's the time we have. Thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. As always, we do appreciate your time.
Thank you.